Blog Talk Radio.
Understand it better by and by.
You know, when I was out in the world, amen, I didn't hear a message in the song. You know, all we would do is move and groove to the beat. Hey, but after you have matured, after you have grown up, glory to God, and you learn through experience what real world is like, amen. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Then you begin to listen for the message. Amen. You begin to listen for the message. There's a message in every song, even some of that hip-hop. You know, if you would just take the time to listen, there's a message. If you can get past all that other stuff, you know, as I was listening to that song, thinking about Tupac, I've listened to some of his music, and now he had many of those songs, he has a message in it. I'm telling you, listen for the message, people. There is a message in everything that you're going through. Every test, every trial, every setback, every disappointment, the peace, the joy, there is a message. Amen. And God have equipped us where we can empower someone with the message. And what are we saying today? Well, the message is Jesus still saves. Jesus is still in the saving business. He saves to the utmost. Amen. So I'm just so happy. I get excited. I love that song. I don't know about you, but it ministers to me from a place that I can't even share with you all. John P. Key said, you don't know my story. Really, you don't know my story. But as I'm sitting here and I'm here in Big Easy, they call New Orleans. My grandmother and them used to say, if you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. You can't make it nowhere. That was one of their things. If you can't make it in the Big Easy, you can't make it nowhere. Well, I had to leave the Big Easy, amen, because God had a destiny for me. He had a purpose. He had a plan for my life. Had I not left here, I'd probably be in prison for the rest of my life. I'd be buried in the graveyard, amen. But he preserved me, amen. Why? For such a time as this. So I'm excited about what God is doing, and I'm excited about today. I'm excited about this month as we continue to share on this crusade topic, this crusade theme, empowering souls for destiny. And I asked all of our speakers to come on. Amen. Well, no, I didn't get to Bishop Leo Lewis. But anyway, this is just a little preview of what is to come. But God dropped that in my spirit to have the men and women of God to come and expound upon our crusade theme. So it's getting us ready. It's getting us ready. Amen. And as Prophetess Harrison said on last week, you know, there are souls sitting in the church building that need to be empowered. Just not out in the highways and the hedges. Some of us need to be empowered because guess what? We're still on milk. And we should mature. We should grow up in Christ and be strengthened. You can't come to church day in and day out, you know, get in the prayer line every Sunday. And when are you going to get your healing? When are you going to be delivered? Amen, amen. When the woman of God lay hands on you and pray the prayer of faith, amen, and speak life into your situation, amen, you shouldn't be back in the line next week. Oh, but that's another story. But anyway, we welcome you. We thank you for tuning in today to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are mandated to empower souls for destiny. Amen. We have no other ulterior motive but to come on this broadcast and give you a message of salvation, a message of hope. Amen, to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to get right on into our segment where the woman of God can come. This woman, I have come to just love her and appreciate her, love her spirit, love the way she's on fire for God. Amen. Love her boldness. Amen. Amen. She's a powerhouse, a firehouse. Amen. So if you've never been ignited with fire, get ready today, because guess what? You will be ignited. Amen. So we're looking forward to, by way of announcements, we just want to get this crusade announcement not out the way, because I'm excited about this crusade. I tell you, God has been turning some things around, and I see the hand of God moving. I've had some phone calls from people coming as far away as Virginia, Michigan, Florida, New York. I'm telling you, God is moving. Amen. And we have come to ignite this city. You know, I was talking with Apostle Hill this morning, and we were talking about an apostolic wind, and that's what this city needs. New Orleans need a fresh apostolic wind to come through this place. Amen. Not the wind of Katrina, because that was a cleansing. But we need an apostolic wind in this place, because people need to know that they can live holy. They need the Holy Ghost, though, and the leaders have to teach it. If they don't teach it, they'll think they're all right. But anyway, we're getting ready for the citywide crusade. We ask you all to continue to pray for us and support us in this effort. If you have not made a donation, shame on you. Amen. We need your help. We need your support. Amen. You can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Amen. We have a PayPal link on there. And once you click that link, you can make any donation you like to. We need your support, financial support. We know you're keeping us in your prayers, but we need your financial support. We want to make sure that everything is just beautiful. And one thing I know about God is a God of excellence. He will never let you and nobody else make him ashamed. So go and sow a seed. Amen. And if you need to get a money order, a check in the mail, we're still at Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California. The zip code is 95205. Our email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Amen. We're looking for your tremendous support in this effort. Amen. Amen. This is a month that we're in the eighth month of the year. Amen. We're about to conclude this year. So if you haven't done anything for the Lord, hey, shame on you. Amen. Whatever your hands find to do, be busy working out your soul salvation and working to make things better in your family, your community, in your church home. And whatever God touched your heart to do, do it. Amen. Do it, and do it with the spirit of joy, a spirit of gladness. Amen. Amen. So we want to certainly get that out the way. We want to remember, and I forgot to do that today, but we want to remember, and Pastor B, I'm going to let her open up with the prayer and just go right on in to what the Lord has given her to speak on today. We want to remember our Mother Charity. She lost her sister, Sister Barbara Thornton, and Sister Barbara was coming on our line faithfully, amen, for quite a while, and then something got a little messed up with her long distance. But anyway, Mother lost her her sister, and she also lost a niece 2 days apart. Lost a niece last Thursday, and then Saturday she lost her sister. Amen. So we want to keep Mother Charity and that family in Lansing, Michigan, and also in Detroit, Michigan, in our prayers. Amen. 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 So we thank God for Sister Ruby, our co-host. Continue to lift up Sister Ruby and pray for her and her family also. Amen. Sister Ruby is faithful. She's on this switchboard always, on time, but full time. Amen. So we thank God for her. Thank God for all of you all that have tuned in. I see some Bay Area people, you know, Pastor B is out of Oakland, so I see some Bay Area numbers on here. That excites me when I see California numbers on here from the Bay Area and the surrounding areas, Sacramento and all over, even some with the 209 number. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to go right on into our word. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny, and I want to present to some and introduce to others this powerhouse that is coming to share the word of God with us. And those of you that don't know, she's going to be one of the speakers in this crusade. I'm excited about her and Sister Leslie and one of the women also that's in our home. I'm excited about them coming down to make that kind of sacrifice. You know, people have to really love you to make those kinds of sacrifices. Amen. Coming out their own pocket. Amen. I tell you, God has got a great reward for all those that have made those sacrifices as such. God has a great reward, and you have people that make sacrifices that you may not never even hear of, but they just work quietly and just do what they do. But God sees everything, and he knows everything. Amen. So Pastor B, we love you with the love of God. I'm excited about you all coming here to do all this. Ooh, Lord, I can hardly, I feel like I'm about to burst open. Amen. So it's in your hands, Pastor B. Love you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Aiden Bernard, and to all the clarity on the phone, my daughter, my God sister, whom I love, that's coming with us on the trip, and Evangelist here, and all my loved ones and family and friends. I just thank and praise God, and I give him all the glory for this is truly the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for allowing me to be a speaker on today, and I give God all the glory. Because if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be standing here alive on today. And I know a lot of y'all can say amen to that. I thank God. Amen. I praise God. I magnify God for what he's about to do in this conference. I magnify God for what he's been doing through every speaker that's been anointed under the power of the Holy Ghost that God has empowered. I thank and I give him all the glory. Father God, we just thank and we praise you on today. For Father, we know that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you because you said in 1 John 3:8, he who has sinned is of the devil, and the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Father, we thank and we praise you and we give you all the glory and power because we were made manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Father, I pray that your word go down like a seed in our heart because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And Father, you said now faith is such a thing hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. So Father, we thank you, oh God, that your arms are not too short to where you can't save. But Father, you said in your word that you came to seek and save the lost. Father, we just thank you that you called us to do the same thing, to seek and save the lost. So, Father, we give you all the glory. I pray that you will use me, that you continue to get the glory out of all of our life and continue to take us from glory to glory, that you will give us today our daily bread spiritually and mentally. God, I bless your name. I magnify your name. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank you for your saving power. I thank you for your deliverance, for your healing, for setting us free. I thank you for breaking every chain off of our life. I thank you for your word, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, a pierce in the center of the soul and of the marrow, which is the discerning of thoughts and intents of the heart. Father, as we hear your word, God, empower us, strengthen the inner man, oh God, in the name of Messiah. In the name of Jesus, and we give you all the glory we need, the blood of Jesus through the airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for dispatching your ministering angel on today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless y'all today. I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, amen. And here we see Peter. I want to expound on Peter a little bit because Peter was also known for me as Simon, and he had an encounter with Christ. His occupation was a fisherman, but God said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to take you from a fisherman to make you a fisher of men. And his former religion trainer, he was a disciple of Christ. He was a missionary to the Jews. He was a bold preacher and a spokesman of the early church. And that's what God wants us to be, bold preachers. Come on. We don't have to stand behind a pulpit to be a preacher. We can go to the world and preach the gospel right out there in the world. That's our pulpit. Amen. But one thing about him, he was a bold preacher. And he preached great sermons. He preached so many great sermons. 3,000 people believed and got saved. 3,000 to 5,000 got saved. He healed others. He raised Dorcas from the dead. He was jailed frequently. He was gay. He was in prison for his sermons, but he was empowered by the Holy Ghost. When opposition came his way, he didn't let nothing stop him from preaching the gospel. Amen. He didn't let nothing stop him from telling people about Jesus, the living Savior. Amen. And so I'm going to Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 18, because this is where Peter makes his confession. Amen. When Jesus came into the region of Syria, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood cannot reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And today, that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to confess him as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Son of the living God. Amen. And out of Peter's confession, we see that God praised him. Jesus praised him for that powerful confession that he made. Why? Because Peter revealed the true identity and the role of the church. And that's what we have to do. He was revealing that we are built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. The stone that they rejected, God accepted. So Jesus praised Peter for this confession of faith. It is faith like Peter's that is the foundation of Christ. And this is the same faith, the same words we got to speak to empower the kingdom of God, to empower souls. Amen. We got to let people know that upon this rock, God will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to go to the book of Acts because even though back then when God had, before I go to Acts, when God had told Peter that he was giving him the keys to the kingdom and whatsoever he bound on heaven, he can bound on earth and whatsoever he loosed, when he told him he was giving him the keys, that means heaven gates swung wide open. Amen. And this is in a time where the religious leaders were trying to shut folks out of the kingdom of God. They were trying to make a decision on who can get in heaven and who can't get to heaven, who can be saved and who can't. This is God saying it's not our decision who he going to save. God makes that decision. All we got to do is be witness in the earth. For the Bible says, for whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Strictly me. If he's a crackhead, let him come. If he's a drug dealer, let him come. If she's a prostitute, let her come. Whatever hang up and habit they are, we can't stop people from getting into the kingdom of God. We got to get people to go into the kingdom of God. So God empowers us with his Holy Spirit to help us. He gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can tell people that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And in him, he's given us the Holy Spirit. It helps us to speak boldly about what Christ has done in our life. See, when Christ empowers you, you make that confession. When Christ empowers you, you become a witness in the earth that, yes, he is my Lord and Savior. And yes, he did deliver me. You become a witness in the earth. You say like Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. I just thank and praise God for our great ancestors, for the church, the apostle, the foundation, and the doctrine of the apostle that went before us to pave the way. Amen. Acts is a book of action. Amen. It's a book of action. It shows the action of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the disciples. It shows the action of the Holy Spirit in the lives of women and God. God used ordinary people, and he filled them with the power of his Holy Ghost, and that's what made them extraordinary. Amen. God used ordinary people like me and you to equip. And when he used these ordinary people, when he empowered them with the Holy Spirit, miracles broke out. Come on. Miracles took place. People was on one heart, one mind, one spirit. They was in the spirit of unity. Come on. God filled ordinary people with his Holy Spirit. He put the power of influence in them, and they turned the world upside down for Jesus. Amen. Miracles occurred. And not only did miracles occur, but signs and wonder. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. And that's what he wants to take place in our life, is miracles, signs, and wonder. And but God just ain't going to give his Holy Spirit to a dirty vessel. Amen. Unless you come to God and repent and ask God to forgive you for your sins and allow him to come into your life, when you do that, God will empower you without limit. Ask me how I know. Amen. Can I get a witness to that? God entrusts his power to pure heart people that love God. That's why the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. So God wants to use us for his glory and his honor. Coming out of the book of Acts in chapter 3, we all know that the coming of the Holy Spirit came on the day of the Pentecost to infill the people of God. I'm coming out of Acts chapter 3, and this is the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost in the life and used in the life of his disciples. Amen. A lame man was healed. Amen. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms from those who enter the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took them by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaping up, stood and walked into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging at alms at the beautiful gate at the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. And now, and going down to verse 11. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power, our godliness, we made this man walk? The God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let go, but you denied the Holy One and just asked for the murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life whom God raised from the dead, which we are witnesses. Amen. God is empowering us to be witnesses on the earth. Now, one thing I don't get, when Peter and John went together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour represents the 3 o'clock prayer, a certain man that was lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid there daily. So every day somebody would carry this man to the gate to lay there daily for him to beg for alms. Now, what I don't get is this happened daily. This man was 40 years old. This happened daily. For 40 years, this happened daily. They would carry him to the gate. And what he was crippled. He was a lame man. He was crippled. He was physically disabled in the feet, in the legs, his limbs. He had difficulty. He had impossible pain. He was weak. He was inadequate. He was imperfect. He was incomplete. He was lacking. He was flawed. He was unable to use his limbs. He was non-effective. Come on. But when they looked on him and lifted him up, they did not, I noticed one thing about them. They did not lay hands on him and ask him and say a prayer and say, do you want to be healed? They didn't lay hands on him and did that. No. What they did was they told him, silver, he said, expect and receive something. Then Peter said, thank you, Holy Ghost. Silver and gold, I do not have.
All right.
But what I do, I have. But what I do have, I'll give it to you. What mm-hmm. was he telling this man that he would give him? He was telling him, I will give you salvation. I will give you the power of the Holy Ghost. That gift that I got, I can give you that. How many of us know that in Acts 2:38, he said, repent, therefore, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive remission, the gift for the remission of your sin. The gift he was talking about was the Holy Spirit. He told him, I will give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet, his ankles, his bones received strength. What is that telling me? That's telling me to anyone that we see out there on the streets, out there hurting, out there walking, that we pass up daily, we have a gift in us. When they put their hands out to beg for money, we should be looking out there telling them, silver and gold, I have none, but in the name of Jesus, if you want to come out of that condition you're in, you can come out of it. God brought me out of my condition. Amen. This tells me that when the man jumped up and he received his healing, he went to praising and magnifying God. He was disabled. He went from disabled to having ability. He went from being weak to being strong. He went from the impossible to being possible. He went from pain to being healed. He went from non-effective to being effective. He went from imperfect to being complete. He went from unable to being able. Come on. No one had to carry him inside the temple. They carried him outside the temple. But when he received the power of the Holy Ghost, he walked in the temple leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Honestly, he was out there. There are people out there in the world begging for money, begging for food, begging for donations, begging for charity, just begging. They got their arms stretched out, and we have the answer. Come on. They out there asking, begging for drugs, out there on the street, hanging out in the street. But we have the gift inside of us, and God wants us to use that gift for his glory and honor. Amen. God has empowered us to tell somebody about Jesus. And when I looked at this story and I read over it, I was like, look at the power of God being made manifested through man.
descendant, where people look at you and they remember the state you were in. At one point, you was crippled. At one point, you were physically, not physically altogether. You were disabled. Come on. You were weak. You were inadequate. You were imperfect. You were incomplete. You were lacking. You were flawed. You were unable to use your limbs for the glory of God. You were non-affected. You were disabled. You had a disability. But when God empowered you, he gave you the ability to get up out of that situation you were in. That's why the Bible says, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Come on. You remember the state when you was in, when you had one foot in the world and one foot in God, how you backslid. But when you receive the power, the gift of the Holy Ghost empowered you. Come on. He gave you boldness. He gave you strength. Come on. He gave you peace. Come on. He gave you healing. He gave you power, not over some devils, but over all devils. Amen. So I'm just thinking, I praise God today that I've been set free. God delivered me, that I can look back on the church and look at how the church was then. And in my heart, I want the church to be that way today. We are the church. Come on. That same power over 2,000 years ago is still available today. Amen. The early church was eyewitness account of that miraculous gospel being spread. The Holy Spirit authorized men and women to carry out the mandate as being a witness. That's our destiny, is to be a witness here in the earth. Our spiritual ancestors were empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That same power is available for us today. God has not left us at the mercy of our weakness. He sent his Holy Ghost to help us follow their examples and to be a witness for Jesus here in the earth. Amen. He empowered.
Amen.
The disciples was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Come on. They took the good news out. They spread the good news. They told them that Jesus can save. Jesus said he saved from the utmost. Come on. From the innermost to the outmost. Come on. Luke wrote the book of Acts, showing the fulfillment of Jesus' word, that when Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then not only that, thank you, Holy Spirit, he gave them a commission with a description on how to do it. He told them how it would be carried out. He said, I want you to go and wait till you get endued with power from on high. So in the book of Acts, verse 1 and 8, it shows how the day of Pentecost came, how they were empowered, how they were authorized to be a witness here in the earth. Amen. And that's what God called us to do. When I go out there to Louisiana, when God allowed me to go out there, it ain't about me. It's all about Jesus. It's about telling people that Jesus is the answer, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Come on. God cleans us up and turn our lives around, because we know when we used to be out there in the world, when we used to be out there in the club, when we used to hang out on the street, we had a boldness. We weren't scared of no dark. We weren't scared of nobody. Some of us even walked the streets by ourselves. Amen. We weren't out there scared and timid and fearful. So what did God do? God cleansed us up. God set us free. And he put his Holy Spirit in us that gives us power over all devils. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. He received the miracle from God. He received power. This person, he received authority. He received influence. They did not lay hands on the beggar or pray for God to heal him. The apostle just told him to rise up and walk. And when he told him to rise up and walk, that's what we need to tell people, that they can rise up out of any situation they in, and they can be set free, and they can be delivered. And if they say, how to do it, I don't know how. No, God has given you the power to do it. This beggar, he received strength. Come on. He receives strength. He strengthened through his body, and he receives increase in his blood supply, his muscles, his brain sent signals to the nerves, and his ankles where he was able to walk. And so that tells me that when we tell people about Jesus, their life can be transformed. They can come out of whatever sin they're in, their life can be transformed. He received a miracle from God. And now today I believe in my heart that God wants to put his power in us with signs and wonders to follow. Not only do we tell people about Jesus, but we'll be able to tell them that they can receive a miracle from God right now. When I look in the mirror at myself, I see the miracle, wonder, work, and empowerment of the Holy Ghost, how he set me free, how he delivered me. It wasn't me, it was him, and I give him all the glory. So today my soul is a witness, and that's what we're called to do. We're called to be a witness. When you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, you seek the truth and you want others to know the truth. When you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, he gives you courage. And this same courage you got, you want others to have this courage. When you receive empowerment from the Holy Ghost, when he empowers you, you want to tell somebody about Jesus. You want to, you want them to know that what you got, they can have too. When people look at you, that's how the apostles was able to go through what they went through. That's how they was able to take the beating. That's how they was able to take the persecution. That's how they went through what they went through, because they was empowered with the Holy Ghost. And that tells me that that's what we need in order to take this world for the Lord. We need the infilling. You can get infillings from the Holy Ghost. Amen? So I thank and praise God for delivering me and setting me free. Now I can stand up and I can say I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Now I can tell the drug dealer, ain't no rock like my rock. Amen. Now I can drink the new wine. I can empower somebody. I can tell them, sister, you don't have to be out here on this corner. I have to be out here. God set me free. He can set you free. Brother, you don't have to smoke that dope. God delivered me. He can deliver you. He'll give you the power to walk away from it. Young man, you don't have to be out here on the streets, walking the streets day and night. God will be your shelter. God will clean your life up and turn your life around. So when I look at in the Bible, I look at how these men that were walking with Jesus went from being followers to leaders. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to take our rightful place in the earth and stop being timid and scared and fearful and know that we house the Holy Ghost. And that we don't have to be afraid of people. We don't have to walk in fear. We can tell people about Jesus, amen. We can tell them about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done in our life, amen. We can tell them that Jesus saved, Jesus set free, and he will deliver. So in 2 Corinthians 4:6-9 says, for God, who has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give light and knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in our earthen vessel, the excellent power that may be of God and not of ourselves. We are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, and not destroyed. We have this treasure inside of us that we need to let the world know that Jesus saves. Amen. Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and he saves, he delivers, he set free. We need to let them know that there's nothing too hard for God. They did faithfully what they did because they was empowered by the Holy Ghost to go out there and witness. They was unstoppable. They couldn't be stopped through the power of the Holy Ghost. They took cities. God equipped them. God motivated them. God gave them the power and influence. God gave them provisions. Amen. They had provisions. God met every need. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 47. And with many other words, he testified in the Jordan, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all and anyone who had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, bare food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, having favor with the people, and the Lord added to the church daily to those who were being saved. Amen. So this tells me how the power of God moved in their life on one accord. Amen. The Apostle Peter made a great turnaround in his life. Amen. The man who denied the Lord Jesus Christ started confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke the name of Christ with great power and authority without fear, and he did not have no fear. Peter knew the dangers of preaching Jesus Christ. Come on. He knew that hostility would come against him. He knew that he was taking a risk and preaching the gospel. He knew that his life could be taken, but it didn't stop him from preaching the gospel because God gave him the power and authority to do it. Amen. After he got empowered by God and he received the Holy Spirit, he compelled souls to be saved, and he kept on preaching the gospel. Amen. That's all it takes, is a touch by the Holy Spirit, and God will transform our hearts and minds and empower us, and will give us that Holy Ghost boldness to speak the word of God. You will be able to testify to people. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You will be able to testify to people when they ask you how you're walking. You'll be able to tell them that you're walking by faith and not by sight. You will be able to tell them that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You will be able to tell them that it's not I, but the Christ that is in me. You will be able to tell them that therefore he may be in Christ, he is made brand new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. You will be able to tell them that I'm able to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord because of the power of the Holy Ghost. You will be able to tell them we can be a light to the world because the Bible declares, ye are the light of the world, a city that sitteth on a hill that can't be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it on the bushel, but on a candlestick and give it light unto all that are in the house, that we can let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. You'll be able to tell your brother and sister when they're going through, because we all go through. You'll be able to tell them to pick up their cross and die daily. You'll be able to empower your brother and your sister when they're going through. You'll be able to let them know that greater is he that is in us and he that is in the world, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You'll be able to tell them, hey, sister, hey, brother, I know you're going through. Hey, pastor, hey, preacher, evangelist, I know you're going through. You'll be able to say, for who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or sword and nakedness? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the sun. But man, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. And you'll be able to tell them, don't be persuaded. I'm not persuaded that neither death nor life nor angel nor principality can separate us from the love of God. You will be able to tell them, it's not I, that the Christ in me, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. When you're going through and you have flaws, you got to understand that he that began a good work in you is able to complete it until the day of redemption. You'll be able to tell your brother and sister when they're going through, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the rival of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the power of rulers and spirits of wickedness in high place. We're going to take up to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day of standing, and having done all to stand, my sister, my brother, stand therefore, having your learning verified with you, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of a gospel of peace. You'll be able to tell them to read their word, because in reading their word, the word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. You'll be able to empower your brother and sister and say, don't go there, because the Bible says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the path of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But if the God is in the law of the Lord, in the law that we meditate day and night, and he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll be able to encourage your brothers and sisters when they can. They feel like giving up and feel like throwing in the towel, because we all go through. When they feel like they ain't got no keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. He is your peace that has broken down every wall. No matter what wall the enemy builds up around you, God promised you that he'll tear it down, and you can tear down that wall with the word of God. You'll be able to encourage them through the word of God. You'll be able to tell them that I've learned that the race isn't given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But my sister, no matter what you go through, my brother, you got to continue to lift your eyes into the hill from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And if he made the heavens and the earth, surely he can create you a blessing in your poverty. You'll be able to tell them that God knows the thoughts that he thinks toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and to set it in. And when they say they can't do it, you'll be able to tell them, yes, you can, through the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. You'll be able to uplift them and encourage them when they're going through. And if you can't get to them on the phone and you can't get them to pray with you, then you got to get down there and tell them, humble yourself and pray. The Bible says men ought to always pray in that faith. That the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. He said to pray without ceasing, to pray and not faint. He said to pray always. Why? Because the devil comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's why the devil is after you. That's why the devil is picking on you, because he knows that God is getting ready to do an awesome move in your life. Amen. I promise you in his word that he'll make you above and not beneath, that he'll make you the head and not the tail. He'll give you the men and not bones. We can empower each other, empower each other through the word of God, the word of God. That's why he said to read our word, to give us this day our daily bread. I don't know why God's taking me this way, but I'm going the way that God is taking me. Amen. God said we got to be a strength to one another. We got to encourage one another. We got to uplift one another, not backbite and check down one another. That shows that we ain't got no power. But when I look in the Bible, I see how they all was on one accord in prayer. How they all was on one accord in witnessing. How they all was on one accord in giving. How they all was on one accord in fasting. How they all was on one accord in witnessing and taking the city for Jesus. That's what it's all about. It ain't about no titles. It's about witnessing. Let your soul be a witness to the earth. Being a soul winner for Christ. God wants to empower us and build us up. And if you're going through, my Bible tells us, I can empower you with the word of God. For the name of the Lord is a strong, high tower. And the righteous run into it. And they are safe. For the race is given to the swift, nor the bound to the strong. But to he that endureth until the end. And I can empower you and tell you, we got to endure hardships as good soldiers. We are good soldiers in the Lord. We are soldiers 24 hours a day. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. God is good. God has been good to us. And when we open our mouths, we have to lift up one another. If our sister is going through, we should be able to give them a word. Even if it ain't somebody that we don't know, we got the power of the Holy Ghost in us that will give us discernment, because we don't know what to pray. The Holy Ghost will teach us what to pray. You don't realize how valuable of the gift you got that's inside you, that is worth more than fame. It's worth more than silver and gold. It's worth more than money. It's genuine. It's unique. This gift that brings all things back to your memory. This gift that learns and encourages you when you don't even know how to encourage yourself. This gift inside of you that prays for you when you don't even know what to pray for yourself. This gift inside of you that empowers you, that strengthens you, that motivates you, that tells you to get up. This gift that tells you to lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. This gift inside of us that tells us, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And we can pull down any stronghold in our household, stronghold in our family life, stronghold out there on people's life on the street, through the pulling down strongholds. Cast places, in every high thing, that is joining temple not just to not to come, and having the readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. When the disciples were here on earth, yeah, when they were walking with Jesus, they had the power with them. When Jesus was stepping away, he put the power inside of them. And I want you to know that you got the power inside of you, and there is no devil or demon that you can't overcome, because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. You are victorious. You are more than the conqueror. You are triumphant, and there ain't no devil that you can't face. There ain't no demon that can take you out of here, because God said that the wicked one touches us not. And I'll tell my brother and sister, if they can't sleep at night, we go through everything as being Christians in life. We got to empower each other through the word. Not only do we got to speak the word and pray the word, we got to clothe ourselves in the word. And we got to empower one another. When we see one is weak, we got to put the word, we got to give them the word. We got to remember them, no matter what we're going through, that God is our refuge and strength. And there is nothing in a time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Why? Because his perfect love casted out all fear. And he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And he said, fear thou not, for I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. We got to remember that when God, when Jesus left us, he didn't leave us powerless. He didn't leave us hopeless. He didn't leave us weakness, little weaklings. No, he left us as powerhouse. And I should be able to get a charge from you when I need it, and you should be able to get a charge from me. And if me and you are charged, we both can go charge somebody else. Amen? God said in his word, in Psalm 91, if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, because God is our refuge and our strength. Come on. We can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His head is protect and cover us. His head is protect and surround us. Come on. So we don't have to fear if the enemy is kept around about us. We don't have to fear because he said he'd give us charge and angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, not some our ways, all our ways. When we are empowered with the Holy Ghost, we ain't dibbling and dabbling. We ain't practicing sin, y'all. Why? Because we got that seed in us. What is that seed? The seed that Jesus gave us, the Holy Spirit. And we don't practice sin. We live holy. Because he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And let every man of conversation be holy. We are to be holy. And we don't practice sin. And to those that practice sin, we got to let them know, hey, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I used to be like you until I gave my life to Jesus Christ. But if you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he will change your life and turn your life around. We can't condemn people. We got to love people. When you have been empowered by the Holy Spirit, you love people right where they are, because you remember the way you were and how you used to be. You're not arrogant, proud, and puffed up. You're humble. You remember, oh, if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would I be? And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it. So God, he empowers us. He strengthens us. He fills us with his Holy Ghost. And there are many feelings. And some of us, we need to be charged up. We are so low to where we don't even have power to face each day. We're not even living as an overcomer. We're not even living as a more than a conqueror. We're not even living victorious. We're not even living triumphant. In John 10:10, he promised to give us life, and that life much more abundant life. We're just scratching the surface. We need to be charged with the Holy Ghost. I'm glad you asked. Through prayer, through fasting, through seeking God's face. You know when a battery gets low, you know if you got a battery in a radio and it ain't working, you're going to throw it away. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get so low to where you be worthless. You become stuff that has lost its savior, and you're cast out and trodden underfoot in Amen. Don't let your battery get low. Get charged up for Jesus. Get charged up, and then remember, it ain't about you. It's about others. He said, if you be about my business, I'll take care of your business. He said, cast all your cares upon me. I care for you. So you can't be lame. We were lame out there in the world, and because we were lame, now that we ain't got, we want to come with a bunch of lame excuses. Uh-uh, I can't witness because I don't know how. I can't witness because I got to go to work. I can't witness because I can't find a basis. I can't witness. I can't go out there and do the work of God because it's lame excuses. But God is saying, rise up to your calling. Rise up. I have strengthened you. I have strengthened the enemy. Get up and be about my business. This is a commandment I gave you, to be a witness in the earth, to be a light to the world. Some of us hide our light. I'm almost done, y'all. I done got mad and fired up at the devil because he's trying to mess with my message. But like
Evangelist
said, we are the message. We have the message inside of us. And it's not being told because we won't open our mouth and tell somebody that Jesus saves from the uttermost to the guttermost, from the innermost to the outermost. We got the message in us, and that message has power. We have that message of salvation. We have the message that Christ is the risen Savior, and that nothing but the blood of Jesus can make you whole. Won't he make you clean inside? We have the message. What's that? That is there anything too hard for God? With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That's why when the lame man got healed, he went to leaping and praising God because he was 40 years old. How he couldn't walk. How he had to wait for somebody to carry him. Ain't you tired of folk carrying you?
God, Jesus.
And do what God called you to do. He went in there leaping and praising God. Some of us won't even clap our hands in church. Some of us won't even praise God for our salvation. My God. People see you and say, is that what being saved is all about? I don't want that. I ain't got no joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. He said that your joy may be full. And this is what God is saying. God went into the temple. Jesus went into the temple. And he said this. They all was looking at him. And he opened up the scroll. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring the good news to the suffering and to the afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captives, to open up the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell those who mourn the time of God's favor has come, and that the God and that the day of wrath and their enemies all that mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, the joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness, for God has planted them like strong, faithful oak trees for his glory. Who is God talking about? Me and you. He's talking about us. We ain't nothing but a tree planted by the rivers of water. And he said that they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing the cities long ago destroyed, reviving them though they have named their many generations. Foreigners shall be to your servants. They shall feed your flock, supply your fields, and tend your vineyards. You shall be called the priest of the Lord, the minister of God. You shall be fed with treasures of the nations and shall glory in the riches instead of shame and dishonor. You shall have double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known and honored among the nations and shall realize that they are the people of God that God has blessed. What am I saying? Let me tell you how happy God has made me. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation, to announce liberty to the captives and opening the eyes of the blind. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of God's favor has come and the day of wrath to the enemy. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes. Joy instead of mourning. Praise instead of heaviness. People are out there. People are out there, they're ashes. But God wants to give them beauty. They're out there mourning. But God wants to give them soul joy. They're out there with the spirit of heaviness. But God wants them to be able to get up like that lame man and go to praising and leaping God because he was set free from his infirmity. There's so many lame people out there that is infirmity. And that is not, that was not that lame man's destiny. People are out there in the world dealing drugs and doing what they're doing. Lost souls are out there. And we have the answer inside of us. God has given us a gift.
Yeah.
A gift, amen, we got to share to the world. We got to tell them about the gift that's inside of us that never wears out. That never gets old. That won't cost you nothing. But this gift inside me, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, y'all, will give us everything you need. This gift, this precious gift of the Holy Ghost that lives inside me, that strengthens me, that encourages me, that loves me, that empowers me, that when I feel like giving up, recharge my battery. When I feel lonely, he comforts me. When I'm feeling down, he uplifts me and encourages me. When I'm feeling hopeless, he gives me hope. When I feel like nobody is by my side, he's saying I'm inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you ever feel like nobody ain't with you and nobody is in your side, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you he's inside of you. So it doesn't matter. If you're feeling alone, if you're feeling like nobody won't help you, ain't nobody with you, he said, I made you a promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will be with you until the end of time. I am on the inside of you. And I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and respect of peace. And this thank you. That we got to share this gift. And we got to tell people about this gift. Because this gift says we know all things. Work together for the good and the love of God who is called according to their purpose. God loves you. God loves you. And if you're ever feeling down and discouraged, you've got a gift on the inside of you that will encourage you. You need to stop looking to people to encourage you when you got a gift. Oh, my God. That's on the inside of you that will encourage you. That won't nobody teach me. You got a gift on the inside of you that will teach you. Well, nobody, don't nobody care about me. You got a gift on the inside that care about you. When you didn't care about yourself, the gift on the inside said, I care about you. You got a gift on the inside that you need to share with the world. And this gift on the inside is ready to sign out of you. It's ready. He's ready. He's ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to be empowered so you can empower someone else? Are you ready to be empowered so you can empower souls? So you can go out there and tell them this is not your destiny. This is not what God called you to do. God didn't call you to be out here. God didn't call you to do this. Are you ready? To be used as a mouthpiece in the earth for the Lord. Are you ready to be a witness, to testify what you know is true, what you have tasted and seen? Are you ready to be a witness? Are you ready to be empowered?
Come on.
The power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? He's waiting on you. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what I just said. I learned to encourage myself.
Mm.
God bless you. Don't forget to share this gift about the good news. How this gift.
Mm.
Tell people about Jesus. How he died on the cross and how he resurrected. And how, when he went away, he told his disciples, I know you're sad, but I'm not going to leave you comforted. I'm not going to leave you comforted.
Come on.
And I leave, he said, I believe a gift that's going to comfort you. And they went from being sad to being full of joy after they were empowered by the Holy Ghost. They was ready to face the world. They was ready to face them demons. Are you ready to be empowered so you can decree and declare? Isaiah 57:14, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Are you ready? That's what God created you for. So you can destroy the works of the devil. The devil has destroyed so many things, so many lives, so much. You know how he destroyed your life. Are you ready?
Are you
ready? Tell the devil, now that I'm empowered with the Holy Spirit, ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Amen.
Jesus.
We're on the move. Ain't no stopping us now. That's what the disciples were saying. Now that we got the Holy Ghost, we're on the move. The Holy Ghost is always on the move. He never stops moving.
Ah, yes, Lord.
He's always on the move. And changing life and empowering souls for his kingdom and raising us up to be a witness in earth so we can destroy the works of the devil in somebody else's life. So we can destroy the so we can break every chain that's holding people down in their life. Are you ready to be empowered by the Holy Ghost?
Hey, Jesus.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. And those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. See, and I'm going to close with this. When they came against Peter, and they told Peter, and they told him that they cannot preach in the name of Jesus, when they found out the lame man was healed, they didn't want them to share Jesus no more. They
all
told
right.
them that they couldn't preach no more. But guess what? Just like Jeremiah said, it was fire shut up in my bunk.
Shut
but
up,
did
baby.
Peter and him run and timid? No. Peter went to God in prayer, and he asked God to empower them the more and to give them more boldness, and the Holy Ghost came in and refilled them. If you need a refill, all you have to do is tell God you need a refill.
All right, all right. I like that.
Amen. God wants to use us in the earth to be a witness to his people. My question to you is, are you ready to be empowered? People may reject Christ. See, they was rejecting the God in Peter, and they reject the God in you. They saw the boldness in Peter and John, and they had already seen that they were uneducated men. So they knew that they had to be with the risen Jesus. Amen. They had to be with the Lord and Savior. But one thing about him, whatever he calls you to do, he will empower you to do it.
Come on now.
If you need boldness, all you got to do is do like Peter did. Peter said, and being let go, they went their own companion, and they reported that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that they raised their voice to God on one accord, they did this on one accord, y'all. Lord, you are the God who made heavens and earth and sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nation raise and the people plot vain things? And the king of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against Christ. for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before it to be done. Your purpose was determined for it to be done. And he said, but now, Lord, look on their threat and grant to your servants, and this is my prayer for you, whatever's coming against you. Now, Lord, look on their threat and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant and Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Amen.
Boldness.
Amen. I just thank you, praise God for his word today. Amen.
Great word, great word, great word. Hey, Edamosa. Hallelujah. Truly, that was the word. I tell you, you better get down here to this and say, amen, amen. That was a powerful word. Empowering souls for destiny. How can we do that? She said, are you ready? I'm not going back into the message. This woman has, Jesus, the Holy Ghost has been speaking on this topic. Today is the 20th day of August. We've been on this focus for 20 days, or maybe more. Empowering souls for destiny. Amen. You have to be bold as Pastor Beatrice. She did a little 1 or 2 minute clip and put, I guess Leslie or her or somebody put the video on Facebook with all me fatigues on. Ready. I said, okay, ready for war. You have to put on your armor. You just can't speak it and not go through the process. Amen. You have to consecrate yourself. You just can't, Jesus. The soldiers, those that are in warfare, they just don't go out there unprepared. They go through, before they even accept it, they have to go through some intense training. Amen. Yeah. They have to be disciplined. If you don't have a disciplined prayer life, Jesus, if you're not disciplined in studying the word of God, if you're not disciplined in being led of the Holy Ghost, and if you don't have the Holy Ghost, Jesus, she went to a book that I don't find too many people going, too many leaders visiting. But how can you go from Genesis to Malachi and then go from Matthew to Revelation, but you never visit the book of Acts? That's where the church was organized. That's where the church was formed. The Acts of the Apostles. That's how Jesus told them to tarry and wait for that power. How are you going to empower somebody without power? You got to have some authority. You have to be able to speak boldly to those demons. Because guess what? If you don't, you'll be like the sons of Sceva. Hallelujah. They'll send those demons to send you to a flight. You'll be running. But the Bible say, put the enemy under your feet. We sing the song, got the devil under my feet. We sing it. Amen. But we don't have no power. We just singing it because it's a song we heard. But when are we going to activate this power? What did God give you, the Holy Ghost? He said, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. If you have power, hallelujah, you can speak to the demons. And they'll have to flee. Amen. You can boldly walk into any neighborhood and say, hey, I came to get back what the enemy has taken away. I came to empower you today. I came to let you know that this is the last day you have to smoke this crack. This is the last day that you have to put this point, this needle in your arm. This is the last day that you have to swallow a pill. Yeah. This is the last day that you have to pick up a cigarette. This is the last day that you have to whoremonger. This is the last day.
Yeah.
I came to empower you. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to sit down and let the devil make mockery of God's word, of his promises. He gave us a promise. He promised us in Acts 1 and 8, the promise of the promise of the comforter. And it's not just for us. He said it's for our children and our children's children. And as many as the Lord God, oh, you done stirred me up, Pastor B, as you done preached this today. I'm done. Ah, you know, most God, empowered. Empowered. We standing in the pulpit, and we know folks ain't living holy. We know they just as corrupt as they was when they went down in Jesus' name. Some of them ain't even went down in Jesus' name. We just invite them in because we trying to fill up our building. We trying to fill up our building, and we trying to maintain a lifestyle. A lifestyle of what? Pleasing men. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. We want to brag about the house and the car that we live in. But guess what? We won't tell people that holiness without no man is going to see the Lord. You've got to live holy, Jesus. We're not even speaking. Some of these leaders don't even have the Holy Ghost. So if they don't have any power, how can they empower? Some of these fellows and some of these, Lord have mercy, going to school to learn how to manipulate you, how to make merchandise off of you. Amen. And they ain't living nothing. Some of them married and on the down low. Wow, yet almost saw y'all. And the wife just sitting there because she got a certain lifestyle that she has to maintain. So I have to be quiet. The devil is a lie. Ha, yet almost saw y'all. That's why God say I have a special place reserved for the pastors that are scattering my sheep. I have a special place reserved for those mockers, for those perpetrators, imitators. God have a special. That's why the Bible says hell has enlarged itself. For who? For those of you that's making mockery. Those of you that are using the Lord's name in vain. Glory to God. She said, are you ready? Are you ready? Well, if you're ready, push your plate aside. If you're ready, repent. And ask the Lord to help you where you're weak.
Yes.
Lord, I'm struggling with this thing.
Yes.
I need help.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yes.
You just heard Pastor Beatrice Martin. She'll be here at the crusade. You're the Messiah. Come in there, you're no Messiah, to empower this community, to empower some of us that's sitting on pews, ain't doing nothing. We ain't got no power. We can't. We afraid to even lay hands on folks. We thinking we might catch. Yeah, you might catch something. Because if you haven't consecrated yourself, you better not lay no hands on anybody. Because them demons gonna transfer to you. If you're not serious about this thing, don't play with God. If you won't go do your thing, go do it. But God is sick and tired of us playing church. He's sick and tired of this word coming forth every day. Three of us, we on this line Monday through Friday, preaching and teaching the word. Not just to the world. Some of the saints are being empowered. Some of the saints are hearing these messages. And we go back and live the same old raggedy lives. We go back and still deal with the same old boyfriends and girlfriends, letting them give us all these diseases. Sex outside of marriage, I said that. A wild sip of wine every now and then. No, you ain't doing that no every wine now and then. You doing that every week. God said it's time. Stop our mess. It's time for us to empower somebody else. But we have to first get it right. We have to take a look in the mirror. We have to work on us. Then we can work on somebody else and tell them how to be empowered. That's all empower is. It is to authorize and give the power that God has already deposited in you. You give it to somebody else. Lord, have mercy. This woman and preach here today. Ooh, glory to God. Jesus is coming. I came in this thing. That's what they would say. That's what they would encourage us with. Jesus is coming.
Are you ready?
I'm done. Let's go, Sister Ruby. I don't see who on here. This woman has preached here today. She coming for this crusade. Those of you, we got about 2 more weeks left. I made it to this crusade. If you're serious about God, and I know some of us may have some financial difficulty, that's all right. But you can be here with us, praying for us, supporting us. Glory to God.
Yes.
Fasting and praying that the will of God will be done in this city. Pastor Beatrice, I said, if God have his way, and I'm asking God to deal with every member of my family, I wouldn't even need to go out in the street. I have enough family members here to pack out a church. So that lets you know I got work to do here.
Yes.
Much work to do. Everybody want to see their family get saved. Everybody want to see their family rise above the curses, the generational curses that plagues our lives, that plague the generations. From generation to generation, we plague with these generational curses. Who going to rise up and say, I'm not going to be like my daddy? I'm not going to be like my mama. I'm not going to be like my nephew, my cousin. I don't have to stand on the corner and sell drugs. I don't have to prostitute. I'm rising above it. Hallelujah. I'm going to be the first one to go to college. I'm going to be the first one to come stand on the corner with a bullhorn and tell you, tell you all what he's done for me, he can do it for you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, I love you today. This woman to preach today. Y'all better get here. Sister Ruby, I'm going to you. Hallelujah. We've had a lot of callers today. This was a word today. A word for us to change. Don't be deceived, people. God is not mocked. Don't be so anxious to get a title. A title without no power is meaningless. It's meaningless. What I want to be apostle for? What am I be apostle? What I'm apostle over? Just tell me. What would it benefit me for somebody to say I'm an apostle? An apostle with no power. What is an apostle? Is one that governs territory, that reigns over churches and regions and areas. You ain't got no church. You ain't got no region. Please, you ain't overseeing no church. What qualifies you as an apostle? Man, you better go sit down somewhere. Sit down. Repent. And ask God to empower you with some knowledge, empower you with some obedience.
Yes.
Empower you to live holy, to stop your mess. Oh, God is sick of this. Prophetess. We going to prophesy to somebody, and we can't live from Monday to Wednesday. Holy. Come on now. Who you going to put you, prophetess? Please, you better loose me. All right. No. It's time out for this foolishness. Bishop, and chief apostles and all these titles and can't live from Monday to Wednesday. Can't even fast a day. Can't even pray. Well, you can pray, but your prayers ain't going nowhere because God ain't heard you. God is going to honor the sinner prayer quicker than you because you fake it. You perpetrating.
Faking can't make.
Lord Jesus. Faking it till they make it. That ain't going to get it. That ain't going to get it. All right, Pastor Beatrice and preach. I just came behind her and did a altar call telling you to get rid of your junk. Get rid of your mess. That's all. I'm done. Lord, have mercy. This woman and preach to the dead.
Our words that went forth with power.
Glory to God.
With power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We can open the lines, evangelist.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you know what? We got quite a few, but we're going to go to Pastor Miracle. She's been on the wall. Which all y'all be on? We're going to get to you in just a minute. Pastor Miracle.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word today. Pastor Martin, I want you to know, it was such a blessing. I get stirred up with the scripture and just full of the word, and you put the word out there to strengthen us and to bless us. And the word is sharp. It's quick. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it cuts, and it does what it's supposed to do. So I just want you to know how blessed I was, and just looking forward to hearing more of you. And thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard. Just continuing to pray blessings on the New Destiny Ministries family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Miracle. Pastor Miracle is on Blog Talk. If you all on Facebook, you see our Blog Talk information, I encourage you. Amen. So she's on Blog Talk now. The Lord is just elevating her, not for no position, not for no title, but to speak a right now word, a rhema word into the lives of people. That's what it's about. Jesus,
amen.
Thank you, Pastor Miracle.
Thank you. She's been on for a while. We try to go to the pastors and evangelists and everything. But we're going to go to, where is it at? Okay, I see. Sister Edith Jones, 209-0296.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You're on. Have a question.
And I thank you so much for the word, Pastor Martin. It was awesome. It was powerful. You're an awesome pastor. I love that you said that we are more than conquerors and that we are able to stand and, you know, just to continue to stand and that we can go through anything because we are more than conquerors. We are able to conquer this world and to go out and tell other people about the goodness of the Lord, to let that light shine. And I really appreciate your word on today.
Amen. God be the glory.
Amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in, Sister Jones.
Amen.
Thank
you. God bless you.
God bless you. We're going to, we got a couple unknown numbers, so we're going to put a prophet.
Give me a Joel, come on.
209-8124, Sister Piper.
Tired of buying what you guys want. Tired of it.
All right, she got kids out there, Sister Ruby, so let's get her later when she's talking. She can talk.
Okay, let's go here. We're coming to everybody. Please be patient. 916-8579.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you. This is Prophet Harrison. My soul has been blessed today.
Prophet Harrison?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I didn't know that was your number. God.
This is Prophet Cheryl Harrison, my spiritual mother, Sister Ruby.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Patrice Martin, did not our hearts burn within us as she spoke to us the word of God on today? Truly, the word of God came to you like a sword, a two-edged sword. I tell you, the word of God is so rich inside of you. It came out. Came out of you with so much power, so much preciseness, so much intensity. It was just a blessing, and I thank God that daughter Leslie let me know that you were coming on today, and I just came on to pray for you. I'll pray for you. That's okay with Daughter Bernard at the end of the broadcast. I just wanted to say a prayer for you, but I wanted to just thank God for the word of God today. I tell you, I've just been here rejoicing and clapping my hands and just thanking God. I said, oh, my God, it's going to be an awesome crusade. And I just pray, God bless you, Mother Ruby, and God bless you, my daughter, Evangelist Bernard,
the
woman that's on the broadcast. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
Great
job. Well done. And I know God is pleased. I just know God is pleased. What he has allowed you to say to us today. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you, and I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Amen.
It's good to see you, Mother. We're going to get right back to you for the prayer. Amen.
Right.
We got about five or six more, and we'll
all
be right back to you.
Okay.
Right.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Harrison, I got your number now, so I didn't know I would have came to you. God bless you. That's okay. God bless you. Let's go to her daughter just a minute. We're going to come to y'all. Sister Leslie.
God bless you. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to everyone on the line. I truly feel great today. I love my pastor. I love my mother. And, you know, when everybody turned their back when I was out there strung out on drugs and in the world and walking the streets and just high, crazy, saying it wasn't a God, I don't know him. You know, she just, every time she called me, she would just give me a short scripture or give me a verse to remember. And that first verse she ever taught me was, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And that saved me from a lot, because when I went to go do the wrong thing and with the crowd and with the group of people, that just replayed in my mind. I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. And I literally would turn around, and I always would hear the aftershocks of the dreadful stories that took place where I should have been there, but God kept me from going. I thank God for my mother because of the word. She never gives me worldly advice. She always just give me a word, and sometimes I don't understand it. But when it manifests, all I could do is thank God for her, thank God for the empowerment that is in her life. You know, I look at how she, much that she does with the people in her home, and I know I couldn't do it. And I say, oh, God, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But lately I find myself with my hands right in the midst of it, right by her side and doing it and loving it while I'm doing it. And I just know that's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I pray that everyone catch this word in every which way that God places it on their heart to do. And I just continue to pray that she goes higher and that we all go higher in Jesus' name. I love you all. God bless.
God bless you, too. I love you.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Leslie. That was a blessing. We're going to Minister Aaron Singleton. That was her.
There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
In the blood.
In the blood. There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood. That's what it's about. It's about what she was talking about. The brother was preaching yesterday, the same thing. Dealing with that, you know, a lot of people calling themselves one titles. Everybody's looking for titles, but ain't nobody doing the work on them streets for the Lord. I was just talking to a brother today at our church, and I was telling one of the deacons at our church, I said, we ain't out here trying to get these souls. Everybody want a title. Everybody want to look good in these suits, look good, but ain't out here witnessing and bring the souls in the kingdom. They don't want to get dirty work as far as going out to getting them souls. And I thank the Lord. I'm glad I got on. Because what she was talking about is about Jesus Christ. It's about them souls. It ain't about the titles. It ain't about what positions you in. God ain't looking at that. And the thing is, you got a lot of fake ones out here. A lot of that from the real ones. You can't really tell, but it says, try the spirit if it's of God. And that's the only way you can understand, you know, when God have anointing. You got a lot of them up here. So many churches coming out ain't got no power. Lying to these folks, it's about being baptized in Jesus' name. It ain't about getting filled with the Holy Ghost. They stop doing it. Repenting. You got to repent for yourself and get your life together. Folks ain't preaching about that. Born again Christian, you can live any kind of way you want to live, and that's it. That's high from the pits of hell. And God is tired of folks playing and lying on him. That's not true. And a lot of them done messed up. They done messed up the scriptures in the Bible. They've been hitting and missing the scriptures in the Bible. Ain't telling the truth about what's going on. What the woman was preaching about is powerful. You don't get a hold to it. That's it. Ain't no sense of getting on these lines, trying to look good. It ain't about that. God ain't looking at that. God is looking at straight souls. Because we can't give nothing to him but our soul. So the thing is, he's looking at what you going to do. And like you said, you have a gift, but you're not using it. Using it in a different way. Everybody want to look good. Money, money, money. It ain't about that money. It's about Jesus Christ. Okay. All that stuff. But that's what God wants to do. Be about his business. I don't care what you're going through. Be about Jesus' business. That's what it's all about, holiness. Folks ain't preaching about holiness.
Yes. Amen.
But I love y'all. Y'all keep praying for me.
Amen. Amen.
And hi, Cousin Adrian.
God bless you, Aaron. Love you.
God bless you.
God bless you. We're going to, let's go. I thought Sister, let's go to Sister T. Then we're coming back to y'all in a minute. Sister Albertine and Sister T.
Ella Peggy on there, too.
Yeah, I see him. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Getting honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, to my own pastor, Pastor Beatrice Morton, to Prophetess Cheryl Harrison on the line, and all the people of God. That was truly a blessed word of God, and it really did empower me. You know, we're empowering souls for Christ. That's our job, you know, to be witnesses for the Lord. And I just thank and praise God for my pastor who has labored in the vineyard and even on today has spoken the word that came straight from God. And I just thank God for it. I really do. You know, I have been going through a lot of things in my life lately, but I just thank God that I'm still moving on in faith in God. And I just ask the Lord's will be done in regards to me, in regards to the ministry, and I just wanted to let my pastor know, regardless of what kind of weapon that's thrown from the enemy, is I love you from the top and the bottom of my heart, and I really truly appreciate the woman of God that you are. There's no one I know that does what you do. To a person that opens up their home, just opens up their life, who has just totally given and given and given. So I just wanted to let you know openly on this line how much I appreciate the woman of God you are. I will continue to stand by your side and do what I need to do for the kingdom of God. I love you. In Jesus' name.
I love you, too. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister T. We're going to, we got two more. We're going to Sister Albertine. Then we're coming to you, Elder Peggy Jones. Sister Albertine.
Yeah, Prophet Davis on here, I see, too.
I see him up the top. He just came up. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and all the people that's online. That message was very, very, it was very good, very well said. I learned a lot today. It made me think about a lot of things that I need to do and change my life and just being more listening, being more, you know, studying more, and just really, you know, keeping things in order. And I thank the woman of God for that word today. I also want to say that the lady that was online last week, the prophetess, when she was talking about the 72-hour turnaround blessing and the things she spoke in my life was very powerful. And I did receive that 72-hour turnaround blessing, so that was just great and powerful.
Awesome.
So I'm just being obedient in this season and just thanking God and knowing that he's God all by himself and he's bigger than any problem, any situation, and just keeping my faith and trust in him.
I thank
God for that word. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, and
amen.
The woman of God.
Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
For being on Elder Peggy Jones, and then we're going to Prophet Michael Davis, and then Prophetess Cheryl Harrison will come on, and she wants to pray for our speaker, Pastor Martin.
Pastor Bernard and Sister Ruben, all the people that's on the phone. Beatrice, I tell you, I came on, and then I had to get right back off, and then I came back on. And when I came back on, I came in, I tell you what, if I wasn't driving, I would have been in the middle of the track, I would have pulled over and started shouting. I heard her say, "Are you ready? Are you ready?" And then I heard Pastor Bernard, say, you can't even, we can't even fast for a day. And I thought about when Jesus was with his disciples, and he went up to pray, and he asked them to wait for him, and he came back, they were asleep.
Mm.
Satan is catching us sleep, y'all. That's why we can't empower nobody.
Come on.
This woman of God has already preached and taught, are you ready? And Sister Bernard came and talking about it, and I tell you what, if you're not empowered from this message on today, then I need, if I'm not empowered, then I need to go back and check my source. Amen? Right now, I'm head home trying to get ready for church, but I need to stop by up on the tree to see if I can get some souls to go to church with me tonight.
Amen.
We see them sitting under the tree, and we know what they're doing under the tree because guess what? We used to be under the tree. I used to be under the tree drinking my beer. I used to be under the tree smoking my weed. And then now I'm passing by that same tree, and I see them still under the tree, and I ain't trying to give them time to talk Christ.
But I
done went to church, and I done got happy. I done got feeling good, and I think I'm doing something because I got to feel good. But the question is, am I my sister keeper? Am I my brother keeper? The problem we have, and what Pastor Bernard is trying to do is, the problem is we done forgot about what the main purpose of us getting saved, why he saved us. He saved us so we can go out and help somebody else.
That's what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I was on fire yesterday when I got on the call, and I'm on fire today. Satan has been trying to keep me from being empowered. She said, you can't empower nobody if you ain't empowered. So guess what? I need to check my source. I thank you, Pastor Reactions. I thank you, Pastor Bernard. I thank you, New Destiny Ministry. I thank you for this phone call and this blog talk because guess what? You have not empowered me, and I'm leaving now. Church don't start at 6:30, and I'm trying to find out if I can get a soul to come with me today because guess what? It ain't about me.
Jesus.
It's about that lost soul. Do you remember what he said? And I know she already preached, but do you remember what he said in this word? When he rejoiced over one soul.
The 99
is okay, but we got to get that one soul in. That one soul. How much he rejoiced over that one soul that we bring
my
in.
God.
Check your resume. How many souls have you brought for Christ?
Come on now.
See, we can't talk about nobody else. Well, they say this and that. I'm not talking about nobody. You do your own math. You do the own.
Come on.
Check your resume. You assess your own self. How many souls have I bought to Christ?
How
long has it been since I bought a soul to Christ? We can't go when we bought a soul to Christ 10 years ago. God had blessed us 10 years ago and stopped blessing us. No, he hasn't.
Amen.
I finished. Pastor Bernard, I want to tell you that I wanted to, when you get out the car, give me a call. I need to bless your ministry. I can't keep tapping into your ministry and don't bless your ministry. See, that's what Spirit just told me. I got to send a blessing your way to help you empower the soul. You have your ministry have blessed my household. Your ministry has prayed me through. Your ministry has blessed my family. I didn't have a job. Now I got two jobs. Not just any job. I'm talking about jobs with positions. You know, I'm not just the person going. I'm going to do a hiring now. You understand what I'm saying? So your ministry has prayed me through my storm. So now I got to bless your ministry. So when you get off this call, shoot me a text or some way, or let me know how I can sow into your ministry.
Lord Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is Peggy Jones all the way from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I met her the second week that I was here in New Orleans going to a fellowship. And I tell you, this woman of God and her husband, before I could even check in the hotel, her and her husband was there to see about me. A spirit of servants. Not nobody, you know, they're the big I am. Oh, who are you?
No.
No, they came
to greet me and welcome me to their city and to the fellowship. And I tell you, she accommodated me those two or three days, and I wasn't there to speak. I was just there to fellowship. But the love, you know, love is an action word. You can't say you love me and never act on my behalf at no time. That ain't love.
Yes.
Love is an act. It's a verb. It's an action word. Amen. So
yes.
I just love Pastor Elder Peggy and her husband, just the sweetest people you ever want to meet. So we're going to be down there on the 31st of August, Elder Peggy, with Apostle Hill. He's coming down there to ordain a bishop there. You know, this is a formal setting. We ain't coming present no certificate at your house. I said that. All right.
Okay.
So God bless you, Elder Peggy. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to Prophet Michael Davis. Prophet Michael, then we're going back to Prophetess Harrison.
Amen. It's a blessing to see Mother on the line today.
Yes. Prophet Michael Davis.
God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I didn't get a chance to hear the message because I was at work, but I did hear Minister Aaron's comments. And he spoke regarding how titles and positions, people are jockeying for those in the church. And I just want to say that I really believe by the Holy Spirit there are two churches. There's a fleshly church, those that are after the things of the flesh, and then there's a spiritual church, those that are after the things of the Holy Spirit. And these two are diametrically opposed one to another. The fleshly church is all about entertainment and show and promotion of names and titles. That's a fleshly church. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave them power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt them. And that's how they walk, because they're walking in the spirit. The flesh is not going to submit. The flesh does not want to submit. The fleshly church will carry out its own agenda and its own program. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church of the Holy Spirit, has one agenda, and that's to invite the head of the church, the Holy Spirit, come in and take over. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, he shows out. Glory. And it's not just shouting. But we're talking about divine miracles. We're talking about divine healings. We're talking about divine provision. We're talking about people getting truly delivered. When you are really transformed by the Holy Spirit, your language changes, your tone changes, you change because you become a different person. The scripture says, and I'll say this in conclusion, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation, a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things, not some, but all things have become new. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Prophet Michael Davis. We thank you so much. And we're going back to Prophetess Harrison, Cheryl Harrison, for the prayer. And then we have one more caller just came on. Prophetess Harrison, your line is open.
God bless you, Mother Ruby. You can take your other call that just came in. I can wait.
Okay, that'll be. And I'll come right back to you, okay? Okay, we got area code 661-5092.
We just want to acknowledge you, caller.
661-5092. Okay.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's California time. God bless. We're going back to Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. Prophetess?
Amen. Pastor Beatrice Martin?
Yes.
I want to pray for your daughter, because truly, the Lord spoke his word to you today with power. And
amen.
I listened to Prophet Michael Davis, what he just said. The spiritual church and the fleshly church. The question we need to ask all of us ourselves today, which church are we in? Spiritual church, or we in the fleshy church? Holy Spirit is only going to rest in the spiritual church. He's not going to rest in the fleshy church. So that's a message all by itself. Which church are we really in? He gave us the two differences. The spiritual church is where the Holy Ghost is ruling and running everything. The fleshy church, man is running everything. They have their own program and their own agenda. I listened to you, Daughter Bernard, and your exhortation after you came behind Pastor Beatrice Martin. So many things you said are just so, so true. And my prayer for this whole week, the last several weeks that you've been on this topic, that God will shake us and stir us so in our spirit to go back to the altar and do our first words over again. And we will go back and repent and cry out to God and ask God to wash us and to purge us and to reignite us, refill us over again.
Yeah.
That's the only way that we will be the spiritual church. I listened to what Prophet Michael said. The spiritual church walks it. The spiritual church talks it. The spiritual church lives it. The spiritual church breathes it. You wake up in the morning with God on your mind. You go to bed with God on your mind. You go throughout the day with God on your mind. That's the spiritual church. The fleshly church doesn't have God on their mind. They have everything on their mind but God. So
that's
we pray to God for that. Prophet Davis,
yeah.
I want to pray for you too. I heard some of your voice when you were talking. But let me pray for Pastor Martin. Heavenly Father, I bless you today, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful and you're so marvelous. So, Lord, I bring your daughter,
yes,
your servant, your handmaiden before you today. And I hear you say, well done.
Yes.
Well done today on the broadcast. Lord, I thank you that she spoke your word without favor, without compromise. And, Lord, we thank you. I'm asking that you strengthen her mind and her heart, God, as she sought
you,
as she prayed, as she cried out to you today, God, for you
yes,
to give her what to say on the broadcast today. And, God, you brought it fluently and so eloquently today over the broadcast. She brought straight word, God. It was all words that she brought today. And I thank you for that today, God. I'm asking that you strengthen her heart and encourage her. And even strengthen her body today. Lord, she is preparing now for this crusade, God. She's been preparing her mind. She's been preparing her body. She's been preparing
yes,
her spirit for this crusade. Because she's already told you, Lord, she does not want her coming to be in vain. She's coming looking for manifestation. She's looking for miracles, signs, and wonders. So I'm asking
yes.
you, God, empower her for this assignment, God. Empower
Hallelujah.
In the area of the land on her hands, empower her, God. But you have empowered and put the word in her so richly. But Lord, she's looking for signs, miracles, and wonders. She's looking for you to do something on the streets, God. She's looking for you to save, deliverance, set free. So, Lord, I thank you for her today, God. Cover her with your blood. Cover her household. Cover her husband, God. As she works with you, God, you will take care of them. God, cover her.
Hallelujah.
Cover the household with your blood. Cover all those that abide and live there.
Yes,
Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for
yes,
the ministry,
Lord. Thank
God,
you,
God. What you're doing in the ministry.
Hallelujah.
God, empower them all. Empower them. It's all about Jesus' ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Empower them, God. Give them a fresh fire. Give them a refilling
yes,
of baptism of the Holy
yes,
Ghost
Lord.
All over again. God, set blaze to do a mighty
yes.
work for you, God.
You,
set them on fire, God, in the name of Jesus. You
in
are our spiritual charger, God. You are the
yes.
word of the light that God in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are to plug into you, God. And we plug into you, God, you are supernaturally charged us all over there. You are the vine. We are the branches. God, and we stay connected to you. God, you will recharge us all over again.
Thank you, Lord.
So God, I make that you bless her. Bless her in a special way. Bless her finances, Lord God. Bless everything that you set out to do for you. Bless her mind. Oh, God, put the word even in her even more richly, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for her today, God. I thank you for her obedience, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon that's formed against her can prosper, God.
Yes.
You have her covered by the blood. You have your heavenly host around her, God.
I thank you, Lord,
for your vessel today. I thank you how you use her, how you anoint her, how you empower her today. God, I use her. Use her like never before. And we bless you, Lord God. I thank you for the check that I see coming to you, Pastor Beatrice Martin. There's a check getting ready to come to you. And so we thank God for you to do everything you need to do in the ministry, for everything you need to do inside the ministry. I hear God say he's going to supply everything that you want him to supply as you seek to please him, as you pray, as you fast, as you consecrate. I see laying on the floor, sleeping before the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking to the Lord. I even see your hand reaching out like you reaching the ground around his ankle and his feet.
Thank you, Lord.
I see you reaching at his ankles like his feet is standing there. You're reaching. Oh, God, I see it. You're reaching at his feet. That lets me know you're reaching for more of him, for more of him. So, God, we thank you right now, God. Thank you for the divine visitation. And we praise you for it. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for Daughter Bernard. Lord God, I hear you. We thank you for her. We thank you for getting her prepared.
Thank you, Lord.
For this crusade. Lord, we thank you for all that you're getting ready to do. We thank you for Mother Ruby and her faithfulness and her dedication to this broadcast,
Lord.
Bless her. Keep her heart encouraged and strengthen her. And God bless Pastor Michael Davis, God. God, I thank you for the mind, the heart,
thank you, Lord,
to concentrate even more, to seek you even more, to call unto you even more, God. I thank you for what
you're
giving to him in this hour. I thank you for what you're showing him in this hour. I thank you for him, God,
thank
as you crucify flesh, as you kill his flesh, God. You're downloading more of you inside of him. So, Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you for sharpening his discernment. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do in his life this season, this time, this hour, because I hear you say he's part of the remnant. He's part of the remnant that you're raising up in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Lord of enough. God bless you, Pastor Beatrice. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. That's powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's your name, huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet Michael Davis, if I'm allowed to say this, Daughter Bernard, if I could just have one more minute to tell him this.
Have your way. You okay?
I see you walking barefooted, like you're walking on coals of fire.
Yes, fire.
I see you walking bare, and the fire is not even burning your feet. It's not even scorching your feet. And you're just walking. You're just walking. You're just walking. And I see it more and more. You're just walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I hear God say he's fortifying you. He's fortifying you to be able to walk through whatever trial or test come your way.
He's fortifying you.
That when the enemy comes, he won't knock you down. Oh, Sunday, he's fortifying you. Oh, God, when you walk to the fight, it won't burn you. He's fortifying you. He's going to do something mighty inside of you. My God, he's dealing with you. He's showing you something. And even some people that you have been around or have been in your life, this season they won't be in your life. He's going to remove the people out of your life this season because he's going to take you in a whole other direction. In the spiritual realm, He's taking you in a whole other direction. And I hear God say even some things he's going to have you say even to some of the churches, to some of the leaders. They're not going to receive what God's getting ready to tell you to tell them. But God say you call out and you spare not. You tell him what he says. He's going to use you to bring order. God wants to bring order back into the church. And it has to start at your head. It has to start with leadership. It has to start with leadership. And God's going to use those in leadership that's in the spiritual church to go to the fleshly church and bring order back to his house. Oh, I hear you. Order must come back to God's house so that his glory can return back into his house. If the order is not in his house, glory will not come. Ichabod is over the door of a lot of these houses. The glory of the Lord has departed. But before the glory can return, God has to bring order back into the church. And it must start with leadership. Leadership. And I hear God say he's going to use you to bring order back to leadership. You won't see their title. You won't see their position when God sends you to them. You're going to go to them and tell them, thus saith the Lord. To set the house in order, to set the choir in order, to set every department in order. God is bringing holiness back into his house in every department, in every area. God is bringing holiness back to his house, and he has to bring it back so he can bring his glory back into the church. When the glory comes back into the church, you will see signs, you will see miracles, you will see wonders. When the blind child comes back in the church, you will see the healers. You will see the lame get up and walk. You will see the deaf. Oh, God, I hear you. You will see the deaf hear, the dumb speak. When the glory comes back to his church. But the leadership is keeping the glory from coming back into the church because they won't set things in order. But I hear God say he's going to use you to help get the leadership.
I receive it. I receive it.
I know
that's God.
You may lose some pastor friends. You may lose some ministry friends. You may lose some friends, but it's okay. God says he's raising you up. He's fortifying you. And the fire I see will even purge you. God says he's beginning with you. He's going to purge you and purge you and purge you. And you're going to have some nights you're not going to be able to sleep. God's not going to let you sleep. He's going to talk to you all during the night. He's going to tell you to get up and write this. Get up and write that. As soon as your head hits the pillow, he's going to start talking to you, talking to you, talking to you. He's going to use you to bring order back into the church, order back into ministries, order back into his house. He wants to see the glory, and you're going to be one of those vessels.
I receive it.
You go on that juice fast when God tells you. You do that juice. You do that juice. You do that vessel. Get off that meat. Get off the meat when God tells you. And do that juice fast, that liquid fast. That vegetable fast. Trying to get you ready. Whether it's in time move. It's in time move. He's trying to get you ready. He's raising up vessels that's not going to be afraid to go in.
That's right.
You tell the leadership what God says. And you one of those vessels. And
I receive it.
God bless you. Up in
God bless you. I receive it. I receive it.
From God bless you. Don't worry about your finances. God, don't worry about your finances. He got that.
He got that.
I hear God say, he got your finances. You've been a little concerned about your money. You've been a little concerned about your finances. Okay? God said, but he got that. He has it already under control. You just have to trust him and obey. Just trust him and obey. Just trust him and obey. Can you trust him and obey, son? God said, why are you worrying about it? Why are you worrying about it? Did he say he'd take care of you? Did he say he'd supply all your needs? Didn't he say he'd make provision for you? Didn't he say he'd make a way for you? God said, why are you worrying about it? Just trust him and pray. And he got your finances. He got everything. Everything you need done. God said he got it. God bless you, Prophet David. God thank you, Sister Bernard.
God bless you.
Well, this time. God bless you all.
God is amazing.
God on hard. Don't you eat any sweets no time soon. Stay off sweets. Stay off heavy things. Stay off of them. It's a season, okay. God, I want you with nothing heavy, daughter, or not. No sweets.
Okay.
No starch.
No sweets.
No potatoes. No heavy foods. No soda.
Mm.
No acid.
Mm.
No caffeine. God's getting you ready.
Mm.
Something you're not ready for right now. Stay off the heavy foods. Stay off greases. Stay off starches. Stay off of them. Because God's going to start dealing with your eyes. I'm looking in your eyes. Keeping a deal with your eyes. The lighter you are, the better you will see. The heavier you are, the duller you'll become. Eat light. Drink your water. Stay off of everything. Stay off of it. I don't care who try to give it to you. I don't care who cook what. Say, I can't have it. I can't have it. It's a spiritual purpose. It's a spiritual reason. Because after this crusade, God's not going to let you not fast. You're going to keep on fasting.
Get up, son.
Keep on fasting. And keep on fasting. Fasting is going to be a part of your wardrobe. It's going to be a part of your song. It's going to be a part of your life.
Don't ask God. Get up, son. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you all. I didn't mean it for my time.
Jesus.
I apologize for going on my...
No apology needed. God knew everybody that was going to be on this line. I didn't know you would be on here, but God knows everything. Amen. So every caller that was on here today, God knew you would be here. God knew that Prophet Davis would be on this line and you had to give him a word. See, we make plans.
Thank you, Prophet.
And we have our agenda. But we never know what God's plan is. Never. Because he's always thinking ahead of us. His thoughts are not ours. His ways are not ours. So I tell people, Mother Harrison, God knows who's going to dial into this line. And even the speakers, sometimes God deal with me on who to call. We have a young woman coming on tomorrow out of Lafayette, Louisiana. I met her during the Father-Daughter Talk Conference. She's a pastor and a prophetess. Amen. She'll be on the line tomorrow. So I don't even know how to explain what God does. He's amazing. He's awesome. And all we have to do is tap into what God is saying. Not the men say things every day. But God don't speak like that. God don't speak to us every day. Sometimes we may not even hear him for some days. Amen. Because God want to see how sincere we are in what we're petitioning him for. Jesus. God don't need us to do nothing.
I give a
hallelujah.
That young lady that said she's going to sow a seed into your ministry, the young lady.
Ella Peggy. She's still on the line. Let me open up a line. Hold on. Let me open a line. Ella Peggy?
It's open.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother Harrison got a word for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Peggy, you're the young lady that's Reverend Bernard, Pastor Bernard's ministry, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct. The Lord said for every seed that you sow into her ministry, he's going to bless you back triple time.
Hallelujah.
For every seed you plant, he's going to give
ma'am.
It back to you triple fold. Not a fold, not two, but triple. If you give it 20, you're getting back 60. Whatever you give her, he's going to give it back to you three times over. My God. And I hear the Lord say that the word of God pricked your heart. It was spoken with so much conviction today that it moved and pricked your heart. And your life will never be the same.
Thank you, Lord.
Osha, even the way you view people and the way you're going to see people on the street and people that you normally pass by, you will never be the same. From the word of God that went into your heart today, the word went inside of you and brought conviction because it was speaking with so much power. And that's what power is all about, that we are empowered to speak the word, that it will bring conviction to the hearer. For God said your life will never be the same. And the Lord wants you to rest your mind more. Rest in him more. Don't worry about things. Just rest in the Lord. Because he's going to turn your life upside down. He's going to turn your life upside down. You're going to be a mighty witness for the Lord. He's going to turn you upside down. The word of God, I see it turns you upside down. And he's going to empty out of you, and he's going to download into you. And I see you laying hands. I see you playing for people. God said your life will never be the same. But for every seed you sow, every time God takes the planet, you plant it. You won't even miss it. God's going to give it back to you three times
over.
Even where you live, it's going to be a change in your dwelling place. God's going to make some changes for the good, for the better.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, you got those prayers you prayed. When you were talking, God said, she put some prayers up before me. God said, he never forgot about anything that you have asked him to do. But he's going to make some changes in your house for the better. God bless you.
You may have you fix it one day. He may have you put some on top of it one day. He may have you put a wrap of scarf one day. But I see some changing with the top of your head.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Coach, ain't no more Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Do it. And I see it changing up. I see you switching. I see you doing something with your hair.
My Lord.
God bless you, Adrian. God bless you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Confirmation. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Bernard.
Yes.
This is Elder Peggy. Prophet Harris. About three months ago, my hair was falling out. I had to go through a procedure that had me on some medicine, and my sides was falling out. When you met me, Pastor Bernard, my hair was real short, but before that, I had cut it because it was down my back, long down my back. I had to cut it because it was falling out. It was shedding and it was falling out.
Beautiful.
And the spirit told me not to perm it for those 3 months. I just put a perm in the last week. And I told God that I wasn't going to do anything to my hair unless he gave me the word first.
Glory!
So confirmation.
God don't miss, baby. God don't miss.
Down to the simple thing of your hair. Will you hear me? Down to the simple thing of your hair. I received every word that that you spoke out of your mouth. I receive every word that you spoke out of your mouth. And I speak to you as well, woman of God. Continue to speak what God tell you to speak. Down to the simple things, down to the simple things of hair. I told God that I was not going to do anything to my hair unless he told me to. I went nappy 3 months. No perm. I wanted to perm, but God, the Spirit did not lead me to perm just about a week ago. So everything that you said to me just a few minutes ago was confirmation. And I'm telling you, even now when you said God is getting ready to change my dwelling place, we got some things before God about our dwelling place, my husband and I. I'm telling you, don't play with this. Is how you know this is of God. When what they tell you, it's already just a confirmation of what you spoke of God.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why the people are not coming to Christ, because people are just speaking. Money coming. And they're not seeking God about this. Everybody's seeing money. Everybody's seeing new cars. Everybody's seeing new homes. But everybody. The Bible tells us don't give that which is holy unto the dog.
Come on.
And we prophesize houses and cars to people that ain't living for Christ. And that's why stuff ain't coming to pass, because it ain't for them. I'm just overjoyed, overwhelmed. I'm headed in to church. I got a place to stop by. I was just about to get off the car because I was going to pull into this driveway and talk to this person about going to church with me. And I said, no, stay on the car. And I'm glad I stayed on the car because I got my blessing.
And guess what? God wasn't going to release you off the call because he had a word for you.
Again, I got what I came for. Again.
God bless you, woman of God. Mother,
God bless you.
Her and her husband, the sweetest couple you ever want to meet, Mother Harrison.
Amen.
Mother Harrison, my Lord.
Amen.
Well, we have had a time. Amen. We're going to hear from Sister Ruby and go back to Pastor Beatrice. I tell you all, don't miss tomorrow. This young lady, she might give her testimony. I don't know. But tune in, those of you all that can tune in tomorrow, invite somebody. This young woman, she's pastoring a church in Lafayette, Louisiana. She has a testimony, I'm telling you.
So
I don't know if she's going to share it tomorrow, but she also is an excellent teacher and preacher, so you don't want to miss tomorrow. So we're going to go to Sister Ruby. Thank you, Mother, for coming on the line. I had no idea that was even you. You know, I know your old number, but I don't know this number too well, so I had no idea that you were on the line.
God bless you, daughter. God bless you.
No idea, but God knew you was on the line. And he knew everybody else that would be tuning in today. So God bless you. We're going to go to Sister Ruby and then back to Pastor B, and we're going to dismiss. Thank you all. My soul have been blessed today.
My.
Well, praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Sister Ruby.
My soul has been blessed today by this word. The Lord has given you that a word, anointed word. It's all about trusting and believing him and do his will and obey and do the work he say do according to what he purposed, he sent out for us to do. I just thank him because it's just so exciting because the work is outside. In the car wash, doghouse, or wherever, you know, I get excited when they start talking about outside of the building. So the Lord sent the word. He wants us to get right. For me, he wants us to get right before we go out there, and it's all about love. And it's just that the Lord use you mightily. And, you know, you are a pastor of scripture, too, because you're going to give us scripture, whatever you can do, whatever the Holy Ghost. That's what you give us, and we can go back in the Bible, and you give us Acts, whatever, we can go back in there, and it's the same thing you spoke to us about. So I said, Lord, she went in the book of Acts. Acts is action.
I said, Lord, I thank you. You done got me up here, so God bless you, Pastor Martin. And I just thank the Lord being on today and the Lord using you to send forth his word. It's been a blessing. Each day we go high and high in Jesus. So God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Agent Bernard, and God bless everyone on the line, Apostle Sheryl Harrison. Today was just a powerful experience for me because even today, while the Lord was allowing me to speak, he empowered me. I was trying to read some paper. I couldn't see, and it's like he was just speaking to me, telling me to get away from that paper. I lost my place, and I started calling on the Lord. I started calling on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit empowered me. And I said, thank him for being my helper. I thank him for being our keeper. Most of all, we must remember that we need to be effective soul winners for the Lord. It's all about souls, and we're not telling people about Jesus. Souls are dying and going to hell. And we have the answer. And I just thank and praise God for that word that went forth on today from Apostle Sheryl Harrison. And God bless you all. And I'm going to close out in prayer.
Would
you like for me to pray for anyone? Or? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace on today, Father, that we may find boldness and faith and strength to be effective witnesses, soul winners for the kingdom of God. Father,
yes,
I pray that you would help us, Father, to be a light to the world, Father, to help us, our light to shine through our ways, through our words, and in every area of our life. Father, I pray that we will be effective witnesses, that we will be a light around others, and that when they see that light, that would draw them to want to be saved. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, because, Father, you said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Father, that we would want to divide them and that we compel the lost souls to be saved. And, Father, that when they come in, Father, we can empower them through your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise for what to forth on today. Father, you said you would open up doors that no man can shut, and shut the doors that no one can open. Father, you have the opportunity for each and every one of us on this line, Father, that you would open up the doors so we can share the power of the gospel. Father God,
glory to God.
Thank you. That every door is an opportunity of witnesses to be open so we can reach our family, we can reach our loved ones, and those that are around us, the speakers that are on the way, Father, that you would open up doors for finance, the way to get down there safely, oh God, and to be effective witnesses,
yes,
oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be led by your Spirit, and that we will be, that you will continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that you will continue to guide our eyes, because you said the eyes of the Lord are to and fro on the earth, seeking whom he can show himself strong in. Father, that we will be effective witnesses for you, that we will lead and guide and direct people to you, telling them that you are the light, oh God, the light of salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that you would not leave us comforted. So, Father, we thank you for the comforter, the Holy Ghost, oh God, and that the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to our remembrance, that when we go out to witness, Father, that you will fill us with the right scriptures, with illustrations. Father, that you will bring all things back to our memory, and that we will continue to open our mouths and share about the gospel of Christ, and that we will remember that we won't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that is the power of God of salvation. Father, that you will continue to speak through us, and that you will fill us with your Holy Ghost boldness, and that we will testify and be a witness, that Christ has given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a power of mind, Father, that we will lead people to you, that we can compel people to be saved, because you said you've given us power and authority. Yes, God. Over all devils. And God, we give you the glory and the honor that you continue to be the light of our salvation. Whom shall we fear? As you continue to be the strength of our life.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, I thank you for the boldness, for the wisdom, and witnessing, oh God. I thank you for your power, for your fresh anointing of honor to be successful. Oh, for the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you as we witness. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Father, as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, Father, that you would draw all men unto you. And we stand on the blood of Jesus. Meet every need on the line, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, oh God, because you said
yes,
in your word, for man is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And you said, is there anything too hard for God?
Yeah,
because whatever you do, exceedingly abundantly above all we can actually think, according to the power that works through us. Oh, God, that we will activate the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for the fruits of your spirit being manifested in our lives, to our loved ones, to our family, that when they see us, they will see you. God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. Pray for the mother that has lost her sister, that has lost her niece. Father, you said you wouldn't leave her comfortless. Comfort her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we don't know what to say, but you are the comforter. God,
you're the most shocked.
We to pray with all supplication in the spirit of all faith. We lift our family up to you. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
God, that through this death that you will bring life, that souls will be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, we send it under the blood. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. That when we get out of line, we will never be the same. We will be effective.
Hey, glory.
We'll put an urgency in our spirit to be a witness, oh God. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We are
in Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Bernard, did you have anything else to say?
No, God bless you all. Just got two kids walked in the door. Amen. Coming to disturb my peace, but I'm buying that in the name of Jesus.
Name,
all
you know,
right, we'll see you all on tomorrow. Pastor,
God bless you.
Prophet and Shadiq, God bless you, Mother Harrison, Sister Ruth, Pastor B, God bless. Sister T,
everyone.
And all those that say it on the line, we didn't find out who the 661 number was, but God bless you.
Yeah, we thank you for tuning in. Come in tomorrow. As the Lord, every day, we're on at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's California.
God bless you.
God bless you. And we're going to close out.
God bless you.
You know, I've been trying to get Evangelist Bernard to get this passion, and I found it. So I'm going to close out with you.
God bless you.
My passion, telling the world about Jesus, sing of his power to heal us, living within his care. This is my passion, shouting aloud of his goodness and how he gives beauty for ashes, making his glory known. I want to tell the reason
Christ came to the earth. I want to tell every woman, every boy, every man and girl. I want to tell them how he sacrificed, and then tell them why for us he paid the price. I want to show them that he came that we might see, and then show them that he knows what's best for me. Hey, I want to show them how I know the man, and how for us his word has a master plan. The master plan. This is my passion, shouting aloud of his goodness, how he gives beauty for ashes, making his glory known. This is my passion, shouting aloud of his goodness, meaning the beauty for ashes, making his glory known as the one I live for. My life he shines for. Silver and gold could never pay the cost of the ransom paid for me.
Telling the world about Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, this broadcast, witnessing, crusade, all that. So God bless. We see y'all tomorrow. Evangelist Bernard closed out already. And Pastor Martin prayed us out. So God bless you.